理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 19, Shopping.
361. Is there a garage sale at the Wades this coming Sunday?
362. You can usually get good stuff at a garage sale for very little money.
363. Wendy likes to visit flea markets.
364. My wife likes to go to supermarkets.
365. Shop till you drop.
366. It's a little bit expensive.
367. If I buy two, can you give me a discount?
368. Is there a discount for three?
369. I can give you a 20% discount.
370. These DVDs are on sale.
371. Things are not expensive in that mall.
372. Can you sell that blouse to me for $40?
373. No thanks, I'm just looking.
374. She likes to go window shopping.
375. May I try this skirt on?
376. Where are your fitting rooms?
377. What's your size?
378. How much is the total?
379. Do you accept traveler's checks?
380. Debit or credit?
Conversation 1. A yard sale. I heard there's a big yard sale at the Wades this Saturday morning. I may go there to see if there are some nice clothes. Do you want to go with me?
Well, I want to go to the university flea market. They've got tons of books, DVDs, and lots of nice clothing too.
How about we go to the Wades yard sale first, and then to the university flea market.
Good idea! Let's shop till we drop!
Conversation 2. At a clothing store. May I help you?
I hope so. Do you have any sharp-looking red skirts? Something I could wear working at a bank?
Sure. Here you are.
It's nice. May I try it on?
Yes, the fitting room is over there. It looks fantastic on you. The style, color, and size match your hair and figure perfectly.
Does this fashion really flatter my figure?
I think so. But the truth is, you'd look sharp in any style.
Well, thank you. Just shows you what going to Max's gym every day can do for this old body.
Absolutely. I go there to work out 3 times a week. Been at it for 6 months now.
I thought I recognized you from there.
Ditto. You like the rowing machine?
Yes. It's really good for my arms and shoulders. Okay, I'll take this one. Do you have a blue size 6 in this style? I want one for my sister. She has a great figure, and she loves blue.
No problem. Is this blue okay?
Oh, good. Do you have a discount for two?
Yes, we do. There's a 10% discount for two.
That's great. I'll take these two. How much is that?
The total is $98, including tax.
Okay, $98. Do you accept this card?
Yes, we do. Debit or credit?
Debit card.
Please key in your PIN number here. Do you want any extra cash back?
No, thanks.
Have a good day.
Thanks. You too. I'll see you at Max's sometime.
Great. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Floating in English.
Is beauty more than skin deep? Carol and Sandra are sisters. Sandra is older. Every day she works long hours at a bank. Sometimes she feels a little jealous about Carol's life. Once, at a party, Sandra overheard a woman describe her sister as a high-maintenance trophy wife. Sandra tried not to giggle too loudly. She wondered why some people are so quick to judge individuals whom they know so little about. Carol's hobbies include shopping and exercising. She likes to visit expensive malls and buy the latest in high-quality clothing. Spending money on clothes and cosmetics makes her happy. She rarely tries to bargain. She often says, "Life is too short to worry about money." Sometimes when people first meet Carol, they think she is a bit of a blonde airhead. A few even say that she is just a clothes horse. Carol and her husband Jack have a lot of exercise equipment at home. Carol also loves going to Max's gym to work out. She especially enjoys going to Max's in order to practice Tai Chi with Sandra. Their Tai Chi class meets on Monday and Thursday evenings. Carol is proud of being in excellent physical condition. With her beautiful face and excellent figure, people often say that she could be a fashion model or an actress. Jack doesn't complain about Carol spending money because he makes a lot of money. Carol's stunning looks and talent in making small talk are good for Jack's business. Whenever he has a party for his customers, Carol is usually the center of attention. She charms everyone in sight with her smile and positive attitude. Friends that know her well respect Carol. They know that she works as a volunteer at St. Michael's Community Hospital on Fridays. Without the help provided by volunteers like Carol, the hospital would have to either charge higher fees or close. St. Michael's Community Hospital was where an ambulance brought Carol after her bad car accident 8 years ago. Through their dedicated work, the doctors and nurses managed to save her life. St. Michael's Community Hospital was also where Carol went for physical rehab therapy to help her recover from the painful accident. Carol sometimes laughs and says, "The people who work there are real important to me. After I die, I'll still be haunting the place, trying to help out." Carol also does volunteer work for All Souls Church near the hospital. Her husband Jack has attended that church since he was 8 years old. He and Carol met 6 years ago when she began working as a volunteer at the church's shelter for the homeless and immigrants. Carol usually donates her used clothes to the shelter. She also gives the shelter a lot of new clothes that she has never even worn. 4 times a week, Carol teaches English, business, and computer skills to residents at the shelter. She tries to make sure that any man or woman that is going out for a job interview is appropriately dressed and well prepared. Carol always encourages her friends to work as volunteers at either the hospital or the shelter. And many do, simply because she sets an example that others want to follow. The truth is, Carol is a hard-working, beautiful woman who never earns a penny. Jack knows that Carol will still be beautiful when she is 70 years old. He knows that true beauty is more than skin deep. It is something that comes from the soul and is seen in what that person says and does. That's why Jack loves Carol. Carol's positive and helping attitude is what Sandra admires the most. Sandra is looking for a boyfriend that has an attitude similar to her sister's. Both sisters know that a healthy body makes for a healthy mind. Carol once said to Sandra, "A positive attitude attracts people. In our marriage partnership, my husband's attitude and my attitude are what we live with. If they are not positive, our marriage will fail." Sandra has never forgotten her younger sister's words.